we have to look at the 2024 elections elsewhere across the world and compare that with our own and see that that political representation is not there. So these people are not as numerous as, you know, sometimes we are led to believe. That's not to say that people don't have concerns. It's not to say that some people don't have negative opinions towards them. And I think that a key issue here is communication by the government at every level. And we have seen since this, I suppose, migration situation has ramped up since 2022, we have seen a real vacuum of communication from government at every levels. I work in the community. You know, my day job, in addition now to being a county councillor, is and has been as a community worker. And Milford hosts, you know, almost 200 refugees as a town in and of itself. The Milford electoral area is somewhere closer to 650. I can say that we have never, as a community organisation on the ground, working with refugees, working with immigrants, we have never received direct communication from government. And that is ridiculous. That is startling. As the people who are, I suppose, left to deal with initiatives such as integration, but also simply just getting people sorted out with school places and all that, the amount of work that has been done over the past few years, we've not been given an additional penny in funding.